In a short while, I do mean a very short while too, today, a short while, we're going to be talking about the power of kindness. I want you to stay with me now because there really is some truth to this whole issue of power being connected to kindness. But just before we go there, I want to ask this. What is causing those wildfires in California? Wildfires that are destroying homes, taking human life. What is the cause of those fires? Well, we have to be, you know, somewhat careful how we ask the question, because it may not be fair to ask what is the cause of those wildfires, because the way I just worded the question, what is the cause, I gave the impression that there is a singular cause, one singular cause of those wildfires in California that are growing all the time. Year after year, those not every year consecutively, but these fires are getting worse. What is the cause, or what are the causes? Because if there's more than one cause, we oversimplify the matter if we give the impression that there is only one cause. And as it turns out, there are several factors weighing in that are causing these fires, and fires that are getting worse and worse. They include vehicle sparks. Don't minimize it. A spark is a spark. A fire is a fire. Destruction is destruction. Vehicle sparks. Think about vehicles traversing through forests, etc. Vehicle sparks. A few sparks hitting some dry ground, dry vegetation, just the right time. And next thing you know, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes, whatever length of time, after that vehicle has passed and left those sparks, and notice, the person driving meant no harm, probably didn't even know that their vehicle put out some sparks to hit that dry vegetation. Because the spark isn't necessarily going to land immediately below where the vehicle was traveling. In other words, the vehicle is traveling on, let's just say, dirt. That spark leaves that vehicle. It may or may not fall directly onto the dirt. It may fly and land on the vegetation. Runaway debris burns. Someone deliberately burning debris, having no intention of burning the area as well, and it gets out of control. Runaway debris burns, runaway campfires, arson attacks, compromised power lines, lawnmowers rolling over dry gas. Lawnmowers rolling over dry grass. Fireworks. Target shooting. And lightning. All of these things can cause fires. And those fires can be disastrous. Destructive, ladies and gentlemen. Climate change can certainly be contributing. And of course, we know now that we humans are contributing to climate change. Whatever the cause, this is for sure. Rather than playing the blame game, pointing fingers at this person, at that person, these people, those people, it would do so much more good for us to come together as one nation and just simply try to determine all the possible contributing factors of these wildfires and see what we can do to stem the tide of those fires, to see what we can do to reduce the frequency, hopefully, the severity of the fires. And one of the last things we need, in fact, we just don't need this, is for people to play the blame game. Most of us really prefer having a president who will work to bring the nation together and who will rally us together when disaster strikes. And when we're going through stressful times and we have a president who continues to do as president what he did as candidate for presidency, and that is be divisive, because that's who he is. And I know we can only be who we are, and we can only do what we do based on who we are. I understand that. It would be so great if a lot of these people who portray themselves as being God-fearing people would urge our president to work to bring the nation together, to help us be one. We're talking about people for whom the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for unity, that we might be one. It would be so good if they would sincerely, since they have his ear, sincerely urge our president to make it a practice of bringing us together instead of further dividing us. Instead of blaming when disaster has struck, can you imagine? People have lost their homes. They've lost automobiles. They've lost possessions that mean much to them. For some of them, that means something more than the house. Maybe some pictures, some photos of family. Maybe even more than the house itself, some antique furniture that had been in the family for 2, 3, 4 generations that they'll never be able to get back. Some of them are experiencing the ultimate loss in that not only have they lost homes, but they have lost loved ones. Can you imagine what it sounds like and what it feels like, excuse me, to them to have lost all that they have lost? And instead of hearing a president, the president of the United States, genuinely, sincerely expressing condolences over their losses and assuring the governor of California that he stands united with the governor of the country, expressing his support of the governor of the state that is part of this country. Instead of pledging his support, he continues to be divisive, blaming. That is one of the last things that our fellow Americans who have lost their homes, who have lost loved ones, need to hear. That is one of the last things they need to be going through now. A bad situation for them being made much worse. I know some of you might be thinking, well, you know what? That is part of the risk they take when they put their homes out there. I understand all of that. I truly understand. But don't we care anyway? And I still say, disasters like that hit. We certainly don't need, especially as we hear from the experts, that climate change is going to be on the uptick, with it more severe weather conditions. With that, more fires, more intense. One of the last things we need is to have funding that is set aside to help in these situations cut. And we sure don't need the President of the United States, of the United States, of the United States of America blaming. How would you like to be the governor of a state that is hit by a natural disaster, whether it's wildfires, hurricanes, some other natural disaster? And instead of having the president, the sitting president of the country, calling you and offering you your support, that president publicly lambasts you. I'll be right back.